I am not open to sin. Sin shows up, I grow up, and I grow up, and the more I grow up, the less I sin. The Lord gave me a message in my early years of ministry. He said, Jimmy, you'll grow up. He told me like this. He said, you remember those clothes? I mean, we had a move at that church. That church had never had a move like that before. Probably since. I don't know. I don't want to do that. But I know they hadn't had one like that before. He said, you remember those clothes you wore when you was, because see, if you're having a problem with sin in areas of your life, you just need to grow up. He said, you remember those clothes you wore when you were 12 years old? I said, yeah. He said, are you tempted to get them? I said, no. He said, why? I said, I'll grow them. If you grow up in the world, you sin don't have it. Kenneth Copeland said, sin become like a greased pig. You know a greased, you ever try to catch a greased pig? We used to catch them by the ears and hold them. You greased one and try to hold it. At the time you grab a hold of them, you slip right out of your hand. And so we're not greasing enough with the word. We're too scaly. Stuff don't slip on scaly stuff. You can hold on to it. But when you get full of the word, and you grow up and be honest with yourself and don't play religious games. Because people are good at that. They play religious games so until they get self-deceived and they'll come in church every Sunday and do the same thing every time. I mean, all you got to do is hear one note on the piano. They got it. They know how to play it. But when you're led, glory to God, you'll do what the Holy Ghost said. Amen. Amen. So they murmured against him, and they thought he was crazy. And now listen, verse 52, got to move right along. Then the Jew, therefore, what? Strolled among them, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? See, that's what I just said. They thought they're going to chop him up, make lamb chops and steaks out of it. How in the world are he going to do this? That's what common thinking gets you. They didn't know he was talking about, I'm going to offer myself up, become a sacrifice and pay for the sin debt. And when I pay for this sin debt, for all mankind to be free. And this is why people don't come to Jesus, because people mess the salvation message up, make it think you got to get rid of this. All you need to do is get born again. Then learn how to live right and live holy. And come out of that. And once you find out you got something better, you don't want that junk. The reason why people think that, because they hadn't been told the truth. You ever taste God? Ho, 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 ho. If you ever get a dose of God, and you get a habit of getting into his presence and receiving from him every day, you don't want that stuff. You want more of him. More of him. Oh, you'll be crying, more. More. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when you're trying to get people to receive God with dead religion and dead works and just some half cockeyed preaching, I don't know what that is, then people don't know what you're talking about. But when you just simply present Jesus, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Give your life to him and you'll never be the same. And they do it and it'll happen. Then feed them the word. Peter said, give them the sincere milk of the word that you may what? Grow thereby. But if they come in here getting blue John and garbage and all that, they ain't going to grow. They're going to be stunning. And some of them not going to come back. Come on. And that's what I'm putting out. I don't blame you. Don't come back. Go somewhere that somebody's going to teach you the word. Hello? Amen. Because that's the only thing going to grow you, what God said, what Jesus did. Just having some kind of cute name ain't going to do it. It's the word of God. I'm talking about the living word of God. Alive. That'll set you free. And once you receive this word, let me tell you something. Because you got to move on. Let me tell you something. Once you get this word, it become a habit. It become a good habit. You can't get enough of it. And the more you get it, and the more you want it. The more you worship God, the more you want to be with God. And the more you want it, the more you get of Him, you can't get enough. It's not something phony you have to work up. It's just a real lifestyle. God loves you. You're in love with Him. And He's giving, and your spirit man, your soulless man, your flesh is satisfied because it's being fulfilled. And all these things that the enemy has trying to pull you away, and the reason why many get pulled away, they don't have enough word to keep them. Hello. I hope I'm not preaching too deep for you. I'm trying my best to stay real simple. And so Jesus offered Himself up, a living sacrifice. And they started murmuring because they was carnal. But Jesus said to Paul, and that's where we're going now. You can go back to 1 Corinthians because we're going to judge ourselves today. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. If He set us free, then I want my freedom. I refuse to let the devil rob me of my freedom and peace and joy. I know if I live godly on this earth, I will suffer persecution. I will be persecuted. The enemy will come against me, come against what I'm about in my relationship, in my dealing, in the ministry. I mean everything. He's come and tried to contaminate, to deceive, to get me away from it, to get you away from it, try to bring division between you and me and us and deceive you and have you looking cockeyed at me and I'm looking cross-eyed at you. No. He didn't bring that. Jesus brought freedom. So you could be free to love, free to yield, free to encourage, free to build up, free to tell others. That's why He came. He didn't come for you to be critical of somebody, trying to and pump yourself up to be all that and you'd wind up just being a bag of air. No. I'm to encourage you. I'm to lift you up and tell you, you can do it. You can make it. God is in you. God is with you. He's for you. He set you free. But I messed up yesterday. Repent and get in the race. Somebody said, you may go 400 steps from God, but just one step, you're back. Glory to God. How many? Just one step, and you're back. Hallelujah. But religion tell you got to do all of this. You got to do all of that. You ain't that. If you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that. And you're not doing this, and you're not doing that. No, if I fall in love with Jesus, that word is going to keep me. I'm going to have more interest in the word, more love for God than the things of the world. But if I come out here every Sunday, if we come out here every Sunday and take you through a religious practice, you're going to get tired of it. And you're going to see people start dropping off. So Jimmy, the first one to repent. I ain't preaching that no more. I'm going to preach that, the good part of it. But all that garbage, I'm going to preach Jesus.